Take us a little past 5 o'clock. So we're going to continue on to item number 17, Palisades Development Update with Luke and Derek. Welcome back.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roll, Derek Dorr, Southeast Regional Supervisor. I'm going to kind of let Luke run the PowerPoint today. For this one, I just wanted to extend the thank you again for this morning. Mother Nature did not disappoint today, thankfully. The mosquitoes stayed away, and speakers did an awesome job, and I really appreciate you taking part of that. And I'll stay up here and wait for questions here at the end. So,
Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, again, like they said, thanks for coming out today. It's a great event, and so a lot of this stuff will probably look very familiar to you. But we'll go through it and give you some more in-depth and another update here. So the park perimeter, as you can see, this map was there as well. Four landowners, donors really made this project happen, brought everything together. You can see those four landowners there that we talked about earlier today with Dan Nelson, Jeff Schneekloth, Joe Gordon, and the Ruth Cooley Trust, the family trust there. Really taking the Palisades from 157 acres to 435 roughly. A great addition, a lot more opportunities and memories that are able to be made by different families. So our development plan, again, this was out there as well, but you can see here all the amenities that we have added are in the red. Some future possibilities are in the blue, and this is the additional 267 acres that we have added. Again, looking at adding many recreational opportunities, some of those that are new, bringing in new user bases to the park as well. We're increasing the water access. The site we are at today is all water access there, easy access, which was pretty tough with the Palisades before. With the rock cliffs, this is great water access for that kayaking, fishing, enjoyment, the day use, having picnics and stuff by the water. So improving the trail system, we will put in almost double amount of our trails, get close to 4 to 5 additional miles worth of trails, with hopes of making a bike trail, a paved surface someday here, to really round it out. Again, I mentioned the disc golf and the archery range, bringing in a new user base that the park has never had before, and more overnight amenities. So I want to kind of talk about where we are today, and then kind of where we're going to, what's the future still holds. So we do have the new entrance sign there. The old entrance that we used to operate out of has closed down, and we're solely running out of one entrance for in and out of the park. The new entrance has allowed us to actually run out of a welcome center instead of one of our regular booths that a lot of parks have throughout the state. This allows us to have our full-time staff on site, better customer service operations, and be able to kind of keep track of everybody in and out of the park as well. And like I said, that customer service really excel on that. I don't know if anybody really got interior of the Welcome Center today. This is interior. It gives us a conference room where we can really have our staff meetings, something that we didn't have that great of before. And again, a good customer service lobby there that you can kind of see on the front. It kind of leads into the hallway, but we have a lobby there where everybody can get their material and their entrance licenses. We opened up the new day use opportunities as well. Again, like I mentioned, the water access is going to be very big. We have the canoe and kayak launch area and several spots where people can and fish and just enjoy and access the hiking trails. this is that primitive canoe kayak launch that we have there. Within this day use area, like I said, fishing, canoe, kayaking, bird watching. It adds a different character of bird watching. The old park had a lot of trees, so you're going to have a lot more prairie birds, grassland birds, than you would in the other park as well, opening some things up there. Again, adding those hiking trails. A big factor of this park is our trails were really getting abused just due to the high volume of people we've had. So adding more trails, dispersing the people really not only help our resources, but just give people new experiences as well. And you saw today the picnic shelters that we built staff with our own staff. Kudos to those guys. Have some great staff, some knowledgeable staff to be able to do that kind of stuff. I think they turned out very well and going to benefit a lot of the public there that they can utilize those. And the shelters, as you saw, here they are. We will have a third one that we're going to be building that we'll touch a little bit more later. But as you can see, depending on how many people you can fit on a table there, we have 36, 48 people, roughly 36 to 28 feet. They do have electricity, pedestal grills, and one of our shelters we don't have done quite yet. We're going to build in a kind of a brick built-in outdoor patio grill. So we'll have a propane grill that will be kind of a slide in there. Something different that we're kind of experimenting with to see if that can help boost our shelter reservations and see if it's something that our user base is interested in. The dump station and paved roads. Dump station is something completely new to Palisades. Numerous comments on this about how much they love having it on site, and it's been used heavily as well. So you wouldn't think something so simple like that would make people so happy, but we've had a lot of comments on that. So, and obviously the paved roads, when we kind of first opened up, we had gravel roads still. So as we're getting asphalt on the ground, we're getting obviously good feedback on that too. And it's really just bringing the park around and making it look whole. The campground, so we opened that in May on our open house weekend. We have a comfort station there that we saw on the tour. 77 campsites, 71 of those are electrical. We have 6 tent sites and 4 additional cabins. Again, the use has been increasing. With that 90-day window, when we did open it up for reservations, we saw, you know, when people looked 90 days ago, they were seeing that we were completely full. So when we opened up that reservation window, it took people a while to figure out that we have sites open again and we weren't full like they looked, you know, 2-3 months ago. The cumber station, we did decide to go one building. Typically in a lot of parks, you know, we have one cumber station per roughly 35 campsites. So we have with the 71 electrical sites, 77 here, typically we'd have 2 of them. We built one bigger building that had extra bathrooms and facilities. Obviously, we beefed up the drain field system and everything, but everything is completely ADA accessible. As you can see in the bottom of the picture there, we also have sidewalks from the ADA sites over to the building, so it's completely ADA accessible from the campsite to the bathrooms. Staff installed the playground again, back to the talented staff. That was everything that was put together, the post set and everything like that. A lot of exact dimensions to make sure everything lines up correctly. So that turned out very well, and it didn't take very long for that to start getting utilized as well. There wasn't even grass growing around it, and they were just running through there. And I'm sure their parents probably weren't the happiest as they were getting into mud and stuff, but... The camping cabins, they are set in place. We just got electrical hooked up. We're working on our patios and our accessibility to them. We are hoping that those can be open here, potentially a couple of them even by tomorrow, if we can get some our ducks in a row. But for sure, next week, we're looking at getting some of these open, and we'll be able to start utilizing those. We've already had a number of people calling. Our cabins are very popular at Palisades. I would say probably some of the highest use rates in the state for our camping cabins. And we already had people calling and say, hey, I see you have those cabins out there. When are you going to open them up? So I see these taking off very well and getting full immediately almost. Future plans. We talked about a little bit today as well, the ADA playground. We'll have an ADA surfacing instead of just our typical wood fiber chips. So that'll have an ADA surfacing. We're looking at some modern cabins, vault toilets, picnic shelter. I know that third picnic shelter, archery range, disc golf course, more trails. And then we'll have ongoing tree planting and grass restoration. This is the last year for the cattle lease. If you guys are familiar with that, part of the acquisition was to remain with the cattle lease with the one of the landowners. And so this is the last year of that. So we will continue with tree planting and grass restoration on those areas. And then obviously the more overnight facilities, like we talked about with the modern cabins, potentially more cabins, but actual campground, those types of things. With that, I'll open it up for any questions if you have anything, or I guess if I missed anything by Derek, you can jump in, but otherwise I'll open it for questions.
Derek, any final comments? Any questions from the commission?
Looked great.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Luke, real quick, the disc golf and the archery range, I know there was an amphitheater that was mentioned. Do we have a timeline at when we would like to see some of this stuff created?
I'll let Director Van Meter.
Yeah.
Great question, Madam Chair. So some of those projects that were mentioned today, the bridge across the creek, the amphitheater, those are projects that we've challenged in the playground as well. Those are projects we've challenged our foundation to find the funds for, to go out and find donations for, and to build those. They're big dollar items. I mean, just those three projects alone were probably a little over $1.1 million. So we're really interested in that. The other things, disc golf, archery, we will be working on those in the next couple of years. We want to keep adding things, just constantly making improvements there. You know, Luke has done a great job. This is a guy that's never built a park before, and he got that experience. Many of our managers don't get that opportunity, and he's just handled it really well, and along with his staff and guiding them. But yeah, we'll keep adding things. But some of those things, the timeline's a little unknown. Man, if somebody wants to write a check tomorrow, we'd be happy to start working on those things. So,
any other questions or comments? Just Luke and Derek and Director Van Meter, and thank you for including the commission today as we celebrated in the ribbon cutting. What a wonderful gift for the people that live around here, but really anybody who's able to take part in Palisades. So thank you for including us.
Thank you.